ידוע שעיקר העבודה שלנו הוא רק על בחינת...
It is known that our work is essentially only on the kingdom of heaven, which is called faith. Our sages said about it, Habakkuk came and founded them on one. Our righteous lives by his faith. Faith means the necessity to believe in the Creator, that He leads the world in guidance of good and doing good. And even though one still does not have his feeling, we should still believe and say that the fact that he's not seeing how the good is revealed in the world, we should still believe above reason that he does not see the good revealed before his eyes, since as long as he is not out of the dominion of self-love, he cannot see. This is because there was a restriction on the vessels of reception, so that the light cannot shine there due to disparity of form. As it is written in the Sulam, for this reason, we cannot see the truth. Instead, he must believe that this is so. And in the work of the general public, the states of guidance, of reward and punishment are not so apparent.
But
in individual work, when a person wishes to try to achieve the degree where all his actions are for the sake of the Creator, when he begins to strain to reach the degree of a giver, his entire basis should be built on the greatness of the Creator. Like they said about it in the Zohar, one should fear him because he is great and ruling.
And
then begins the work primarily on this faith, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. And then states of ascent and descent come to him. In other words, at times he has reward and he can believe in the Creator, that he is good and does good. One can love the Creator because of his greatness.
And
this comes to a person through great efforts in faith, in reward and punishment. This means that if one works with faith above reason, he is rewarded, and his reward is that he comes to feel the Creator's love for him. And the punishment is that if he wants to go specifically within reason, he thus becomes remote from the love of the Creator. Worse yet, sometimes he becomes the opposite, a hater of the Creator, since he has many complaints against the Creator. Because he has already prayed to the Creator many times, and he sees that the Creator does not hear the prayer. And from that, a person comes to a state of ascent and descent. However, if one overcomes and goes above reason, and says, they have eyes, but they will not see, he is temporarily rewarded and feels close to the Creator.
ובזה יש לפרש את עניין חרישה וזריעה.
With that, we can interpret the meaning of plowing, sowing, and the ripened crop in the work. The right line is the plowing. This is the order of man's work of wanting to be admitted into the work of bestowal. Man is created to care only for himself. And since there was a correction over the will to receive for himself, to avoid the matter of shame due to the disparity of form from the Creator, since what we see of him is only how he bestows upon the creatures, and there is no self-reception in him whatsoever. Hence, a restriction and concealment were made over the will to receive for oneself, so the creatures cannot receive the delight and pleasure that he wishes to impart upon the creatures. This was in order to enable man to correct the vessels of reception, to work only in order to bestow. In other words, man must invert the will to receive in him and receive a desire to bestow instead. That is, what was previously of highest importance to him, the will to receive, will now be of inferior importance. And he will not wish to use it, but on the contrary, the will to bestow, which was of inferior importance for him, and which he did not want to use, will now be of high regard. This means that now this will to bestow is important for him, and he wants to use only the desire to bestow. This is called plowing, when the soil is overturned so that what was above becomes below, and what was below becomes above. And this is called right line. Abraham, Chesed.
Haynu, shehu rotze ata la'asot.
In other words, now he wishes to engage in Chesed, called the desire to bestow.
וקו ימין מכונה.
And the right line is called wholeness.
גם שהאדם רואה.
Thus, although one sees that he still cannot perform chesed, he should imagine that he has already been rewarded with bestowal called chesed, and thank the Creator for rewarding him with doing things in order to bestow. All of this is only above reason. And although if he considers the situation he's in, he will see otherwise, it is a matter of above reason. This means that he must imagine that he has already been rewarded with the desire to bestow.
כאילו כבר זכה לבחינת חרישה.
As though he has already been rewarded with plowing. Also, one should lower himself and say, I am content and thankful for whatever thought and desire to do something in spirituality that the Creator gives me. for rewarding me with doing a little service to the Creator, meaning that I can do something for the Creator.
And
he is happy, with that because he sees that the Creator did not give the rest of the people the chance to serve him. This is why he is happy with that. This is regarded as wholeness, since now he believes above reason that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good, or that is good. And thus he can now show love for the Creator and always be happy. However, at the same time, one needs to walk with the other leg, the left, meaning to criticize his actions. He should have a desire to see the truth, how much effort he can give in order to bestow. How much is the importance of spirituality? Does he really understand that it is better to work only for the Creator and not for himself? In that state, he sees very differently. All his actions, while he was walking on the right line, when he thought that he was truly a whole man, now that he has shifted to the left, line, he sees that he has nothing that is truly for the sake of the Creator. Descent, and during the descent, he is without faith. However, one must not spend much time on the left line, called the second line, since at that time one is in a state of separation. Thus, for the most part, one's work should be in a state of wholeness. This is called the renewal of the moon. It means that one must constantly renew the white in him, the right line. But during the descent, faith departs from him and he sometimes remains unconscious, like a person who falls under a truck and is hurt, though he does not know that he has fallen. The lesson is that a person lies under his load, as it is written, if you see the donkey of your enemy lying under its burden, because he cannot go above reason, as the work of going above reason is an intolerable load and burden to him. Hence, if he gets distracted from it, he immediately falls under the truck. And this is called being injured in a road accident. Hence, one must always be careful and keep to the right. It follows that the correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall. And then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him to the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent. Meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow, and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. This is Baal Sulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, instead, he awakens the darkness, and he prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him. And thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness. And then it is easier to correct it.
This
explained, since we use the vessels of reception contrary to how they were created, we necessarily feel the acts of providence as evil against us.
שהם בחינת רע בעדנו. ועל כן, בעת שהאדם מרגיש...
Hence, when a person feels bad, he is accordingly heretical against his providence, and the operator is hidden from him.
הפועל יתברך. ובאמור, אנו רואים...
Thus we see that before one is rewarded with vessels of bestowal, he cannot have permanent faith. However, by being rewarded with the desire to bestow, which extends from the work in the two lines, by which all the evil appears completely, one comes to a resolution that only the Creator can help him. Then he toils in this work and does not escape the campaign. And he is rewarded with the middle line, called, the Creator gives the spirit and the soul. This is called disclosure of the face. It is regarded as what is written, how is there repentance when he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will as mentioned in the allegory above, where the king stands in, on his field when the crop is ripe. It is written in the introduction to this, when the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do in strengthening his choice in faith in the Creator, the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance. He says in the introduction to the study of the Tensfirot, in truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment. Meaning the revelation of the face. And this revelation of the face from the perspective of the Creator's salvation is called testimony. It guarantees that he will not sin again. This means that at that time he is rewarded with permanent faith. Now we can interpret what it is, what is written, the Lord lives and blessed be my rock. My soul shall be glorified in the Lord.
Chai Hashem al habore איזה שבח הוא זה להבורא. ובדרך העבודה יש לפרש...
We should understand the meaning of the Lord lives in regard to the Creator. What kind of praise of the Creator is it in the work? We should interpret lives. Who is he who is called the Lord lives? Is one who believes in the Creator, that he watches over the world benevolently. This person is called lives. And blessed by my rock is one who receives from the Creator the shape of this faith, where the Creator is his desire to do good to his creations. And that man blesses the Creator for giving him the faith, since alone he would not be able to take upon himself faith for a reason. For this is the gift of God. We should also interpret, my soul shall be glorified in the Lord. In the Lord means in the Creator bringing him close to him. For this, his soul is glorified. Meaning that man's soul is deeply thankful to the Creator for bringing him closer. And this is called the Creator gives the spirit and the soul. With his own strength, a person would not be able to achieve this. For this, he praises the Creator. Now that he has... Now that he has faith, he blesses the Creator only for what the Creator gave him. Also, the Creator is called the middle line. As was said above, that only by working in the two previous lines, one is later rewarded with the Creator giving the spirit and the soul. Thus, only the Creator can help one exit the dominion of the vessels of reception. Therefore, during the descent, one must not argue with his will to receive and plead that it is better for him if the will to receive left the premises and made room for the desire to bestow. And he wants to make it understand so it will surrender before him. One should know that the body will never agree to this. It is a waste of words. Instead, he should ask the Creator, for only he has the strength to annul it, and none other. In other words, the body will never agree to this, hence it is pointless to argue with the body. But when he wishes to do something for the sake of the Creator, he should ask the Creator to give him the strength to overcome the will to receive for oneself. With the above said, we should interpret what they said. Do not extend in conversation with the woman. This was said about his woman. It is all the more so about his friend's woman. Although the literal meaning is the main one in the work, we can interpret that the woman and the man are in one body. Man's woman is called the will to receive, which is called the female, and which always wants only to receive. Hence, sometimes when one wishes to do something in order to bestow, which is called male, a man, and the will to receive resists, and a man wishes to extend in discussion with his will to receive, to make it understand that it is better for it to let him work in order to bestow. As the sages said that it is a waste of words. They say this is said about his own woman, meaning the will to receive in himself. It is all the more so in his friend's woman, meaning to argue with the friend's will to receive. And he will argue with them and make them see that it is better to do everything in order to bestow. Since only the Creator can help them emerge from the domination of the will to receive for oneself. Hence, such people who wish to walk on the path of reaching a state where all their actions are for the sake of the Creator, they must not reproach their friends about why they do not, why they do not engage in the work of bestowal. This is because if he wants to correct the friend's will to receive, it is as though that man has power. But in truth, what a person does in order to bestow is only the power of the Creator. It's only by the power of the Creator. And this is why it is forbidden to rebuke one's friend.
Silent.
Who remembers some form of maybe rules that we could take out of the article?
Ken.
Guidelines. Yes.
First rule is when he starts the work, he starts with plowing. What I feel from that is that we have to raise spirituality above corporeality.
Yes. Anyone want to add? Can add? Yes, please.
Second rule is to believe the world is guiding the world in goodness and benevolence. And maybe another rule that if the body comes and prays, it seems to me like the whole article is trying to understand that we are powerless against our will to receive, and also in the face of morals, the friend and understanding that only through the Creator we can receive the power for it.
Where he is now.
He also says, don't wait for the darkness, but continue to extend the left.
Of course.
So what does it mean? A person feels wholeness, he's on the right line, and now they remind him not simply get stuck there, but to do what?
Rather, he needs to be ready for every stage he has along the way, as long as he's ready for
it. Here it sounds like he continues, that he goes and criticizes on that point, but so how much criticism is he doing? Because from experience we see that if we criticize, we get into a bad feeling, we disconnect. There's like a measured amount that we can do. They'd even say only half an hour a day.
Now, those are matters that we need to scrutinize, but we need to not fear the darkness, rather know that it was given in order to beget the light.
I'm asking if beyond knowing it, one should extend the darkness, and it's written, awaken the dawn.
Awakening the dawn means that he wants the dawn to be revealed to the same extent in which the state of the light that will follow will be revealed.
Beseder, Ken Yaakov.
Okay, yes, Yaakov.
A
central point here that I felt is that only the Creator can help us come out of the authority of vessels of reception. And a person is undergoing many trials, and he tries, and he seemingly doesn't let the Creator come in and act. And is the war not actually then, not actually to try
to ask to pray to like draw the Creator maybe?
Yeah, how to make room for the Creator and not to occupy it. And there's the eye and all these experiments and trials. What's the advice how to make room for the Creator to work?
That is still a lack of faith. Still a lack of faith. But it's gradually through such steps. Back and forth and back and forth, he nevertheless receives feeling.
A feeling that the Creator is the one who acts in reality.
Yes, that he has to draw the Creator.
What you just described is a result. A result, an outcome of certain actions.
Yes.
You said exiting, entering, entrance says, suddenly a person understands it's the Creator who works in reality.
Yes.
Meaning there's nothing straightforward that a person can do now to bring the Creator into reality.
It's impossible. What? Does a person put it in? A person just prays. He changes his prayer to a clearer prayer, more focused prayer, and then the Creator is revealed.
Thank you.
You can enter, Doron.
Ken.
Yes.
If
I made two questions. What's the difference between being grateful and justifying the Creator for any state that's revealed versus justifying and thanking Him for the awakening of the left lion, that He sees that He's weak in sanctity?
This depends on the force there is in a person, to the extent in which he can connect to the friends and build his foundation. Line more.
Another small one.
Yeah.
He says that a person sees that there's no end to the ascent and descent, and then he has a true cry. What is that state? That there's no end to the ascent and descent.
Endless. It's until a person doesn't cry out anymore, until he becomes so sensitive to his state that he cries out to the Creator, meaning it needs to be clear to him where he is, where the Creator is, what attitude there is from Him to the Creator, and what exactly He wants from Him. Meaning that the Creator is actually the one who decides the whole future state. And then He cries out.
When do you see it looks endless?
It all depends on a person's efforts.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
I see
that the simple rule of the Creator being in control, I don't remember about it. I can remember to invite the Creator all the time. How to apply a rule that seems so simple? But the Creator does everything, moves everything.
It's not simple. We can remember this, but actually, after we perform a certain action, a certain state, and not before, we need to advance the Creator to proceed all that we can see, grasp, think, as he is in the beginning of all the actions that take place on us.
How to see that he precedes all the actions, how to get used to such a state where you see the Creator before everything, to invite him to act, to correct.
In which the Creator is going and you're following him.
So how to acquire such a perspective in life, such a view.
That depends on the feeling we have in the society, in which truly the whole society feels that it is following the Creator. So it'll be easier for each and every one to join this. This is a necessary matter. There's nothing to add here. There are several such rules that are necessary. In which, if we don't observe them, we won't advance. The first rule is that the Creator is first. How could it be any other way?
You noticed that the entire article speaks of inner work, right line, left line, the work of man, and suddenly in the end, he makes a sharp turn and he starts to speak of the will to receive of his friend. And he ends the article by saying that it's forbidden to rebuke one's friend. Why is this like the summary of the whole article?
It's not a summary, but if you want to grow in the right way, you need to observe how you are connected to your friends. On one hand, you grow within them, yes, inside their society, your society. And that's on one hand. And on the other hand, you make sure that everyone.
He repeats several times in the article that a person cannot attain faith if the Creator doesn't give it to him. He says it's a divine gift.
Yes, well, of course, it all depends on the Creator.
And constantly he repeats the fact that the body will never agree to it.
Yes.
So how can a person receive faith if it's not in his hands to get it, or the Creator?
The hands of a person?
Yeah, but
where have you seen that there's something in man's hands? As much as we advance, we see how much of a zero we are.
Exactly from that place, I'm trying to do something in men's own hands to attain spirituality. It turns out that the body will never agree, the desire will never agree to it. And if it happens, it's because the Creator gifts you. So what is a person to do?
A person demands, asks for the Creator to arrange for him the conditions. So he will be able to. Eventually, it's just prayer.
So the action of a person is the prayer.
Yes, request, prayer. There is nothing else to do.
And where does he get a desire for it?
From appreciating whether his friends together are also appreciating the quality of bestowal together.
So, this entire process that we go through, as he tells us about those lines, the discernments, it's all happening to you.
Yes.
And then what's left for a person only to be in prayer of where he wants to go?
When he goes through all these states, he really reaches the state where he realizes all he can do is cry out to the Creator. If the Creator doesn't build a home, his servants labored for nothing.
Rav,
what is it? Turns out that there's a state where he asks for the bestow as a result of his work.
Yes, because he discovers that this is the only thing he's missing.
But what is to ask for the desire to bestow? He went through a process. He was in many requests before that, on the right, on the left.
Now he has a complete request that includes all the states he's been through, and that's what he's demanding. Only the desire to bestow.
What's the desire to bestow?
Oh, what is the desire to bestow? It's called complete faith, complete bestowal, a complete adhesion with the Creator.
When I want to perform an action in the 10 or for a friend, what's the difference whether I do it with the desire to bestow or without the desire to bestow?
What action can you do to anyone without a desire to bestow?
It appears as if when we do something, there's this addition called the desire to bestow. What's the desire to bestow?
It's an addition. I don't know what it is. No such thing. It's possible that I'm doing a certain action and I wish to receive for...
In the whole article, Rabash actually explains that the person has no ability to deal with the will to receive, and that there's no point in arguing with the will to receive because it will always, the evil inclination will always beat it. On the other hand, there's this advice that he gives, if I understood it correctly, which is to awaken the dawn. So what's to awaken the dawn in our state?
Yes, יכולת להתקדם לרצון להשפיע אפילו מתוך רצון לקבל רק שאנחנו לא מכוונים לרצון להשפיע אלא הולכים בגלס כמו שעניות ככה עם מפרץ
advance like shipped, like boats with sails, not directly. That's what we can do.
What
in our state is going indirectly? What is to go indirectly
to in our state? Have meals, gatherings, trips. Do all kinds of things that can attract the person. Pleasant things, pleasant for the will to receive. But in between, he absorbs the intentions, the desires, the thoughts in the friends. And he advances. He gives them more importance. Is incorporated in them. That's how we work. Give one.
Да, дорогой Рафи, вот как раз про этот урожай написано, что царь стоит на своем.
I want to ask about the grain. It said that the king stands next to the grain on the field when the crop is in a pile. So what does it mean to gather our crop into a pile so the king can stand in the field?
We have to collect the crops tied in heaps and piles. And then we'll be able to work with these piles.
What does it mean that we're making bundles from the crop?
We связываем в такие Ну, собираем их и связываем вместе.
We tie them and bundle them up, the separate ones into piles.
It's we in the tent that gather them?
Yes.
How now, before the convention, when we gather, there's going to be a lot of crops around the world.
This is what we're doing.
And the Creator will be revealed in that field.
The Creator will bind us all together. He'll do the final work. He'll finish for us. We just have to be ready to assemble together. But in principle, the one who collects, who assembles everyone is Him.
What does it mean that He gathered us? We're gathering physically in the tent.
Our thoughts, our desires, our goals that we want to connect together and become, all this becomes one whole. And then from all the many, many tens in the world, we have one ten.
We need to feel that we became one ten.
Tricky one.
Eden Rav, makalede yaratan inancı seçimini güçlendirmek diye bir şeyden bahsediyor. Bu nedir? Açıklayabilir misiniz?
In the article it's written that a person completes his measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by force, by strengthening in the faith of the Creator. So the friend is asking, what does it mean by the force of his own choice? And strengthening. What is that in our
world? It is that he did everything as far as he knows, as far as he can, as much as he can go. Above the forces of his mind. He did everything. There's nothing more for him to do. He has that feeling, and also the society agrees with it, and then he can be certain that he did his part in advancing toward the purpose of creation.
Woman Latina 22.
Women Latin 22.
Buenas noches, Rab. Buenas noches, amigos.
Buenas.
Una pregunta de la escena. En el artículo habla de la renovación de la luna.
Question from the 10. In the article,
he writes
about renewing of the moon.
Nuestra pregunta es,
meaning that he always needs to renew the white in him, meaning the right line. So how do we always renew the right line?
By constantly thinking to begin the actions that we need are actions from a state where the Creator is good and does good, and every state we do, we place Him in the beginning of the state, that He sent it, and He is aiming for us and thinking about us, and He has already arranged for us the good. Speak loudly and clearly.
We also need not to forget that the main thing is connection. Even though it seems like an exercise for beginners, it's not like that. Through the connection, we reach all the degrees. And if we can't hold the connection correctly, we fall, and we have no chance to ascend and discover
three. There must be 10 at once, and not come bit by bit, so as not to delay the wholeness of the organs. All ten are as organs of one body in which the Shekhinah, divinity, is present. For the Creator made man at once and established all his organs together.
Ken.
Yep, that is the condition. That first we need to reach a structure that 10 parts which are strangers are willing and wanting to come closer. They understand that that is their purpose, to connect as one.
Exit number
four. Israel are not redeemed by affliction or by enslavement or by jolting, nor by madness or pressure or by absence of nourishment.
But
rather by 10 people sitting with each other, and each of them reads and learns with his friend, and their voice is heard.
No
questions. What?
It seems clear what he says, that 10 people who are sitting with each other, once you explain that sitting is about annulment, sitting, they surrender themselves.
Correct.
But what does it mean that each of them will be reading and learning with his friend? And then their voice is heard.
That they're all talking, each one is talking to everyone, and they're connected in such a way, and then their voice can be heard. And their common voice can reach the Creator.
What are they saying to each other? It's internal. So what is the speaking?
What they learn in the Torah. What's the
Rav, I wanted to ask this matter of 10. Kabbalists keep repeating that you have to have 10. What does it mean that bodies become a 10?
That's what we're accustomed to, that we count it according to bodies, because in our bodies, whether we understand or not, in our bodies, something happens that belongs to a person himself. When the 10 connect together, it's a proof that they want to come out of themselves and connect together.
In the first part of the lesson, we said that besides prayer, there's nothing a person can do. Because the body always objects, and if something is given, the Creator gives it. So, where does the connection come from? The implementation of connection over the 10. How does the connection happen?
The connection happens through the upper light when they study together and talk about it and understand that they need to be connected. And only by the connection between them, they can reach the condition that the Creator can bestow a fulfillment to them called the upper light.
So the study itself brings us to connection. What brings us to connection? What makes 10 bodies have a connection between them?
No, that's not why it's not the wise who studies. It's not the matter of connection like children in the kindergarten holding their hands. It's connecting the hearts that in that way they want to be connected into one heart, They have one reason and one goal.
And
them themselves, they want to be connected together. It's not simple. You need more and more to get inside a person and see as much as his nature is against that. And still, when they try to connect on their degree, on their level, they try to do something, so they, according to that, they can also raise themselves and the Creator connects them.
So what is their action? What is the action of those ten?
They do everything they can to be connected. Obviously, they don't succeed, but the Creator, as we say, the Creator finishes my work.
Is the connection also a gift from the Creator, or is it not a gift?
Connection is a gift from above.
So how do we make the Creator give the gift of connection?
To make efforts towards that, and then you see that you can't, and you pray, and you cry, and you beg, and then the Creator performs it for you.
How do you depict connection? How do you know what you yearn for?
For connection.
What is it?
One man with one heart. That everyone wants the same thing as much as they can understand that same thing between them. Every time it's according to their degree.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigo. Gracias.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Thank you.
Llegar a la vez. Ser una decena a la vez.
What does it mean to be as a ten, as one?
The ten as one means that you all want to complete each other and through the connection between you reach a state that you are all as one. It's like an exercise. Eventually we all become one.
Киев, да, дорогой Раф, вот эти, этот процесс,
yes, когда Раф,
становится одним, вы сказали.
This process where the ten becomes one, as you said, and then all the ten become one. Is this a gradual process?
Сборки.
Yeah, it's a gradual process of gathering people into tens.
Десятки и так далее. Это как пирамида.
As individuals in the tens, then the tens become individuals into a greater connection of tens until we reach the state of one man.
At the Congress, how can we try to go through this process?
We'll go through it. Order. We won't go through that process. We have to only think about our tens. And then we'll connect in that space, that volume we feel that exists between us. The final goal still, it's still distant on our behalf. But to think about it, to talk about it, to discuss it, we need to.
Дальше идет у нас Тбилиси.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. Дорогой Рав.
Good morning, dear Rav, world Кли. The friends have already started coming to Tbilisi, to the Mirror Congress. And there is great joy from the friends who are coming. Now the question. There was a deficiency, and now there will be a Mirror Congress. And I'm beginning
to be happy because of all kinds of physical events when the friends are coming physically. And there's a desire to bring contentment to the Creator in this Congress. How do we not become confused by these two joys?
There's nothing to get confused about. What you're doing for the friends, the Creator feels it. That's what brings him joy, and that's what fulfills him.
Thank you very much, teacher.
Women have two
are asking, you said that being one means completing the friends. How can I compliment my friend? What does it mean in practice?
That means to join her and depict yourselves as existing as one man with one heart.
Women pity
six. Besides prayer, there's nothing to give. In this convention, we will be exerting with the social articles and connection. What is the place of the prayer?
The place of the prayer is the heart, and we need to connect in the hearts in the way that it becomes one heart.
שמעתי שאמרת שצריך להגיע למטרה.
I heard you said that we have to reach to come to one goal in the ten. How, as a preparation for the Congress, do we come to having one goal when we have different views, maybe different understandings of the goals?
That's all nonsense. It's because we're confused. We still need to accept that we belong to one Adam, one man, one system, and that all our work is as much as we can bring ourselves to that one system for once and for always. Otherwise, also the earth and all of humanity are coming closer to a bad summary.
Should the tens discuss, as preparation for the Congress, discuss reaching this goal, agreeing on a clear goal?
For the goal to be clear means no matter what happens, we have to reach the state of one man with one heart. Then we...
Excerpt number 5. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts toward the friends. So they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces who understand the need that it is necessary to engage in love of friends.
Ken.
Yes.
כבר הרבה שנים אנחנו עושים כנסים.
For many years we've been having congresses.
עכשיו שהחלטנו לעשות
Now that we've decided to do the congress in a 10, friend in the tent said, we see each other every day. We meet in the lesson on Zoom meetings, assembly of friends. How can we create excitement, inspiration with each other? We're used to each other. Maybe we know what the friend is going to say by heart already. So, how do we awaken some renewed excitement, something new between the friends? Because for 6 years now we've been together.
No.
There are still some of those between us that don't feel that all of creation is actually one man. And that image is what we need to attain. That's the degree we have to ascend to. And without that, it'll never end.
And
if someone says such things, right away I close my ears. You're not allowed to listen to that wisdom that someone doesn't attain the center of creation, the essence of creation, the point of creation. Just say that a child can say that. But those who already go through a few degrees, so they feel how on every degree that you rise, all the previous degrees connect and bring him a new degree. And then he understands more what one means, what a ten is. And all these things are actually, they build the image of the Creator that we must depict and reveal before us. I really hope that after the convention we won't go back to questions like these.
Still, Bala Sulam writes, every gift he gives to his friend makes a crack in the rock.
Yeah.
So if I want to bring a gift to this friend, how can I give a gift to the ten? Something new.
The ten needs to connect around him and to press on him in a way, in words and actions, that he'll see that he still didn't start the connection. He thinks the connection is already there. What else can he do? Again, ten, again. We see how Rabash wrote. There's no innovation. So no, no such thing. We need more and more and more. Still to put all the vessels, all our forces in reaching a ten, and the ten will be the body of Adam Rishon. And in this way, we will reach the purpose of creation.
Amen.
Yeah, Moshe.